Coffee jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Hello, Karen. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good. It's lovely to have you up here. And you've brought us a big stack of books today, which is very exciting.
I lugged them up, yeah.
What have we got there?
So I've got three music books. Now is a great time of year to gift people music books. There are always great ones that come out around this time of year. And this year in particular, I feel like there are just so many. So I thought I'd bring up three just to tell people about some of my recommendations. So I've got three. Should I just say what they are?
Yeah.
So first one is Bowie's books, The 100 Literary Heroes Who Changed His Life. And
that's
I guess
cool.
It's pretty well documented that Bowie was a voracious reader and he loved books. And this is such this book appeals to me on so many levels.
Yeah.
Because it is music and books.
Yeah.
So it's perfect for
Karen's two worlds.
It's my two worlds. It's perfect for the Bowie and book lover in your life. And what this journalist has done, John McConnell,
McConnell.
He has so there was an exhibition, David Bowie is at the V&A, and part of that was a list of his 100 most definitive books in his life. And so not his top 100 books out of the thousands that he read, but 100 that had kind of informed his life and work. And so this guy, this journalist, he read those 100 books and looked for all the links between Bowie's music and these books.
That's like doing such a deep dive into
really
someone's like psyche, is to be like, I'm going to read all the books they read and I'm going to work out why they were thinking the way they, they were.
Yeah, I really like that angle of a different angle on David Bowie. And so he read those 100 books and there's 100 essays basically about some of these authors and books. I mean, it's kind of everything from the Iliad to the Beano.
Wow.
And I learned so much reading it.
I saw in the book that at the bottom of all the essays, it's got like read it while listening to
and a
track suggestion.
Yeah.
That appeals to the nerd in me.
That also just goes to remind you as well how many songs Bowie has, that you know you can easily knock out 100 tracks for 100 essays as well.
So 1984 by George Orwell was a really big book for Bowie, and he actually wanted to write a musical or a rock opera around 1984, and he asked the estate of George Orwell, and his wife basically said, not on your life. That is not happening. And Bowie was like, what do you mean? What do you mean? I can pay you whatever you
want.
I'm
David Bowie.
And she's like, no, that is not happening. But he'd actually already started a lot of work on this, the song 1984, and a lot of that work ended up on Diamond Dogs, the album.
That makes so much sense.
And I never occurred to me.
No, never would have thought that. But of course, that's totally the vibe, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And just learning so many great things about so many of Bowie's songs, that he reckons there's a link between Ziggy Stardust and the amazing Scottish author Muriel Spark, who wrote Prime of Miss Jean Brodie.
Oh, wow.
And he kind of makes the parallels between the character Ziggy Stardust and Miss Jean Brodie. So I just found it immensely
fascinating. That's so cool.
I just think Bowie, I would love him in my book group if I was in one.
It'd be quite cool to read this book and kind of go through and be like, oh, I've read that and see.
Well, I mean, the other thing that's great about
this, on what he thought about the book, you know.
Yeah, totally. The other thing that's great about this is it will give you plenty of other things to read afterwards.
Oh, totally.
This is like the ultimate book list. This could be you sorted for next year, basically.
It's like a double whammy too, because you can revisit your records, but then check out the books as well.
There's some lovely illustrations in here too. Like cartoons as well, which is very cool. I'm enjoying flicking through this very much.
And it's a beautiful. The one I've got here today isn't, but the one we have in stock is a beautiful black hardback. Make an amazing gift for someone. And, I mean, David Bowie was such a voracious reader that when he was filming Nicholas Roeg's The Man Who Fell to Earth, he actually travelled with this custom-made mobile library that was built out of old amplifiers.
How cool.
And he carted around 15... 100 books.
1,500? That's so precocious.
So while other people
it.
Were kind of mucking around on set, he was reading. So that's how
fantastic.
Much.
Jules has just wandered in and wanted to take
Hi,
a look
Jules.
At this.
Stephen King later in life.
Yeah, this is so good. There's a bit, there's something
it's
definitely
usually the other way
around
for us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else have you brought us this morning?
So I've got Acid for the Children by Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers. This is really great.
It's, should we tell people about the cover art?
Oh yeah, the
like
cover.
It's like quite iconic.
It's an amazing cover. It's a beautiful kind of photo of Flea, basically smoking a big doobie. I think he on a beach.
I think it's a nudist.
It's a nudist beach.
Right? Beach
yeah. Yep. And he, yeah, yeah. I think he's about 12.
Oh my god! Wowee. Don't do that at home, folks.
Yeah, yeah. And so this is his memoir, and it's quite specific because it's it just goes up to the formation of Red Hot Chili Peppers, and it's more like his formative years. And I found it really, really fascinating because he actually grew up in Australia, and I really love his descriptions of Australia and the landscape and his love of the natural world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's quite
It actually opens with this poem by Patti Smith.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is quite
That's
cool.
really cool. That's really yeah. cool.
You I like Patti Smith.
I love Patti yeah, Smith. I also think Flea is such a character. Like, yeah. whether or not you like the Red Hot Chili Peppers,
totally.
He is like, he's like a cartoon, a living yeah. cartoon. Yeah.
It's really cool because, you know, for years, Scar Tissue by Anthony Kiedis has been one of those music memoirs that just keep selling, so it's quite cool to have this other
yeah.
angle. And yeah. at the back of this book, I really love it because this is also the nerdy side of me. he's got all these lists. I love a good list.
Loves
of
a list.
Books, films, gigs and records that defined him.
That's cool.
And man, does he have good taste.
So it says concerts that changed my life is one, and then albums yep. I listen to again and again yep. and again, my comfort records.
Cute.
He's got great taste, people. Check it out.
And
it's
books
really
that
good.
Blew my mind, like when you make two holes in either end of an egg to blow all the insides out of it.
Fantastic. That is a wonderful description.
Yeah.
So that's Flea's Acid for the Children. And what's the third book you've brought
third
us?
Third one is Face It by Debbie Harry, who
awesome.
needs no introduction. This book is really cool. It's lavishly illustrated. If you look in here, it
wow.
is... all these illustrations,
glossy colour photos,
of
and
fan art, and
That's
she's included
so cool.
fan art that she has been gifted over the years by her fans.
Oh wow,
and
that's really
she
lovely.
She has been carting around boxes and boxes and boxes over decades of fan art.
That's really that's sweet. So you got to wonder sometimes what happens to all that love, like loving
yeah.
hard work that fans send off to their things. Well, Debbie Harry's definitely taking good care of hers.
Yeah, definitely. So that's quite a lovely little touch. And, you know, she's just a completely singular artist, really. Very much New York cool and very resilient. And she writes quite frankly about being a recovering addict, coming through the New York art scene in the 60s and 70s, you know, right at the pulse of art, music and culture at a
totally.
Very cool time. And I really love how she was an older woman when mm-hmm. she was in Blondie. She's 74 now.
Get out. She
yep.
is not 74.
She is, yep. So, you know, she was... a bit older than a lot of the other punks, and she worked as a beautician. She's really tough. She talks about being in an armed robbery. She's super smart, witty and edgy, and yeah, this is cool.
Definitely
it's
a cool,
cool
book.
Yeah.
It's really heavy. Like,
it is
it's
so
real,
heavy.
Like, I feel like if you got this for Christmas, you'd be like, whoa.
This is a, whoa,
you know?
Yeah, you're not
it
wrong.
It is very heavy. Yeah.
So there's thick, glossy pages in here.
Because it's not
as well.
Normal paper, is it? It's like all the pages are fancy.
It's quite a high gloss. Really nice production.
Yeah.
This is awesome. This is a book as well for people who like a visual read too, because there's a lot of really beautiful illustrations in here.
And I mean, she has just got so many amazing stories about, you know, being in New York at the kind of rise of punk there
yeah.
and the people that she hung out with.
Some of this fan art is wild.
Yeah.
I've just got to say, there is a mosaic.
I know, yeah. yeah.
It's also really cool. Like, it's a cool mosaic,
it's pretty
but
it out
is
of it.
Quite hectic. Yeah. Hey, so remind us of the three books you've brought up again.
So I've got Bowie's Books by John McConnell, and Fleas, Acid for the Children, and Face It by Debbie Harry.
Something absolutely for everybody there. What have you got us, you've left us with a track.
Oh,
what are we going to play?
So I thought, you know, a lot of people really love the Blondie song Hanging on the Telephone, which is a real classic, but yeah. I just want people to know that it was a cover of a great power pop song by The Nerves, who are from LA, and their version is great. It's always in my DJ bag.
Awesome. This is Hanging on the Telephone by The Nerves. Thank you very much, Curran.
Thank you.
I'm in the phone, but there's the one across the hall.
Was The Nerves with Hanging on the Telephone. And thank you again to Karen for Loose Reads this morning. Also, thank you, Karen, for all your hard work this year. This is our last one with you before Christmas time.
Yeah, so it's come so fast.
I know, it's alarming. So I hope you have a lovely Christmas.
You too, thanks for having me.
We'll see you in January.
That was Loose Reads.
It certainly